morning. We'll call the September 10th, 2013 Sussex County Council meeting to order. First thing, approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Good morning. At this time, I have no recommendations for amending the agenda.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
You got it.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips, to approve the agenda. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. We had the minutes of August 20th. Any corrections, concerns, anything? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are two letters. The first from American Legion Post number 19 to Sussex County Council. On behalf of the members of Laurel Post 19 American Legion, Sons of the American Legion, Ladies Auxiliary, and Chapter 3, Hogs and Heroes, who joined us in this endeavor, we would like to thank you for your generous support of the recent Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Celebration. Thanks to your extraordinary dedication to our Vietnam veterans, the day was a phenomenal success. And again, thank you for your outstanding demonstration of service to the community and your overwhelming support of our Vietnam veterans. And the next letter is from the Nanticoke Senior Center at Hooper's Landing. Dear Mr. Vincent and council members, on behalf of Nanticoke Senior Center, I would like to thank you for the generous donation to help defray expenses to renovate a multipurpose room at our facility. Your generosity and commitment to the senior population of Sussex County is greatly appreciated. Signed, Barbara K. Elliott, Director of Operations. That is all, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council?
No.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our first item of business this morning is a wastewater service report and service territory map. Today we're going to discuss that subject matter, and I'm joined by several members of our staff, including Hal Godwin, Mike Izzo, John Ashman, and Vince Robertson, who all assisted in producing the information that we're about to review.
Sorry. And ship guy.
Todd, from now on, I think a hard hat should be worn.
He's actually helping my calls and trying to make improvements to the chamber, so we'll revisit that at a future date.
Please do.
I also want to recognize and thank County Attorney Everett Moore, as well as Buddy Lynch, Kelly Collins, and Susan Webb for their assistance in preparing today's presentation. On August 1st, you were presented this document entitled A Report on Wastewater Service in Sussex County, a copy of which is also in this week's packet. Last year, Council directed the administration to analyze wastewater service in the county. This report is the product of that request and was produced by the aforementioned team. In recent years, a lot of attention has been brought to sewer service in Sussex County. Several concerns have been raised by the public and council alike. They include the increase in private sewer rates, the issuance of Certificates of Public Convenience and Necessity, otherwise known as CPCNs, failing wastewater systems, and the difference in sewer administration in Kent and Newcastle counties as it compares to Sussex. The common thread in each of these concerns is this. Throughout the county, there's a need for improved planning and administration of sewer service. Our team set out to analyze the current situation to provide a recommendation to council. We met with elected officials, staff from the Public Service Commission, and other stakeholders to develop the information contained in the report and to come to our ultimate recommendation. In summary, the administration's recommendation is to update the Sussex County Service Territory Map on file with the Public Service Commission. A new map will be presented during today's slideshow, which expands the service territory to now include the entire county, excluding, of course, local municipalities and existing CPCNs. This recommendation is based on the following four reasons. Number one, the county's extensive planning efforts through its comprehensive plan and future sewer growth studies through its planning areas, including those areas of Dagsborough-Frankford, North Coastal, Roxana, South Coastal, and Western Sussex planning areas. Number two, the county's statutory land use and comprehensive plan authority pursuant to state code. Number three, Title 26, Section 203D of the Delaware Code, which authorizes the county to designate areas of the service territory map as a part of the county's land use authority. And finally, number four, the county has undertaken planning and studied sewer service within these areas and view it as a future expansion of sewer service. As we will explain this morning, an updated service territory map essentially will accomplish one thing: provide local control by the county for future sewer service within the area delineated by the new service territory map. Today's presentation will explain our findings, provide justification for our position, and ultimately recommend the council to move to approve a new county wastewater service territory map. I'll now introduce our assistant county attorney, Vince Robertson, who will begin by providing additional background on this topic. We have a PowerPoint presentation which is contained in this binder, which I'll pass down. The maps contained in the PowerPoint presentation are within this binder. They were printed in a large format, which you can view and expand within the binder. They are all in the PowerPoint. Mr. Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson, members of the council. Before we get to the PowerPoint, sort of my role in this morning is just to explain a little bit about how this ties into our comprehensive plan. As Todd mentioned, it is in conjunction with that plan. The plan was adopted in 2008 and was subsequently approved by the governor, and you'll recall that all the elements were prepared by the county and its planning consultant, and the adoption of the plan followed multiple public hearings before you and the Planning and Zoning Commission. Now, part of that plan includes a water and wastewater element, which deals with the primary and secondary service areas, and also included strategies and goals for the county to pursue. One of the main strategies in the wastewater element stated, one option would be for Sussex County to control whether private or public providers will serve areas planned for new sewer service within county-designated sewer service areas. This policy could be extended to areas intended for longer-term service. The strategies of the wastewater element also stated the county would like to retain the authority to comment on proposed private service outside county service sewer service areas. The plan also contained a map entitled County Wastewater Service Areas, and that identified the entire county as being part of a planning area. And one of the things the County Engineering Department, just for your inspection, I guess, it brought down are copies of the notebooks that contain all the planning area studies that have been done, and they're here to my right to show, you know, the work that's been done countywide to study sewer service and future expansion of county sewer within Sussex County. The service territory map, in conjunction with the process outlined in Chapter 110 of the County Code, promotes the strategies and goals of the comprehensive plan as it allows Sussex County to locally control and comment upon CPCNs for private central sewer systems. And in furtherance of the plan, it will promote better coordination among public and private sewer providers. So with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Izzo, and he's going to go through the PowerPoint for you all this morning.
Good morning. In support of the statements of Mr. Lawson and Mr. Robertson, as he indicated, we have a short PowerPoint presentation. First, just a little bit of background about our wastewater. Sussex County has been providing wastewater service since the 1970s and has grown to serve more than 63,000 customers. Since 1990, more than 23,000 existing septic systems have been eliminated by county sewer projects. And I want to emphasize that these are existing systems being used that are in the ground. We also have planning studies in place for the North Coastal Planning Area, South Coastal Planning Area, Western Sussex, and Dagsboro-Frankford. Areas for proposed studies include Roxana and Bethel, as well as more detailed studies for Herring Creek and Negossie Creek area. And again, you can, as Vince indicated, we have a whole stack of reports that shows the work that we have done to date. Next slide, John, please. We have an existing ordinance in place. That's ordinance number 2023, and that was approved by the County Council on December 16, 2008. This is a process for approving and regulating the construction of private community wastewater systems in areas designated as primary and secondary service areas by Sussex County. This allows us to better plan, design, finance, and construct our public county-owned sewer districts. Part of the process is if a private provider wants to come into our primary and secondary service areas, an application must be completed and submitted to the county engineer for approval. And if, for example, we have a negative response, an applicant can appeal a negative decision to the county council by filing a notice of appeal. Since 2008, we have not had any actual applications submitted to the engineering department for review and approval. I'm sure a lot of that is economically driven. Okay, on to the maps. This shows our current county sewer and planning areas. Generally, you will see the concentration of our service is concentrated along the coastal area, and perhaps I can use this pointer to kind of show that area. I think everybody is familiar with our inland bays being nutrient challenged, so the bulk of our studies and our work have been along the coastal area. However, we also have installed sewer and performed planning in Ellendale and the Blades area adjacent to Seaford. Next slide, please. This slide shows the total extent of our county planning areas. Although the entire county is shaded with planning studies, the South Coastal, Dagsborough-Frankfort, and North Coastal planning studies concentrate on the area in slide number 4, where we actually have performed the work. And that generally coincide with the boundary of the environmentally sensitive developing district around the inland bays. While the Western Sussex planning study, generally we were looking at the towns along the 13 corridor, and that was the emphasis of the Western study, Western Sussex planning study. A couple exceptions occurred for our North Coastal area, where again we were concentrating along the coastal area, although we did do detailed studies that looked at service to Broadkill and Slaughter Beach and again Ellendale. Next slide, please. Slide number 6, it shows the locations where the Public Service Commission has currently granted certificates of public convenience and necessity. That's more commonly referred to as a CPCN. You can see that the CPCNs are scattered throughout the county, but generally you're going to see a concentration in the North Coastal area, basically that Route 5 corridor, and then another concentration in the Laurel Delmar area. Next slide, John. And this is just a blow up of the CPCNs in the North Coastal area. Just if you look at the colors, and they don't stand out so well on this slide, but the yellow would be Tidewater, the green would be Artesian, and you can see many locations where the green and yellow are adjacent to each other. Again, it doesn't represent itself so well on this slide, but I think on the handouts that you have, you can see many cases where a yellow Tidewater is adjacent to a green Artesian. And then we even have some other colors. This dark green actually is the Baywood development, and that's controlled by the Tunnel family. Okay, next slide. This is an unusual situation, or an actual situation, I guess is a better term. In April of 2013, a CPCN application was made by Tidewater to the Public Service Commission. You can see that these parcels that were referenced by the CPCN application, this is the town of Milton. And I mean, you can see parcels up here right on the Delaware Bay and kind of spread throughout the entire area. And when this application was made, Sussex County actually objected to this application. Our reasoning was that there's no cost-effective way that these parcels can be served. There's no plan provided by the applicant about how they would serve it, nor is there any schedule for service. However, in June of this year, the PSC sent a letter back to us, and they stated the PSC cannot deny a certificate of public convenience and necessity if the applicant has met the requirements of Chapter 26, Paragraph 203D of the Delaware Code. Next slide. So after discussion, we actually went up and met with the Public Service Commission. We began for looking for opportunities to gain local control. For example, the PSC does recognize County Ordinance 2023, and I referenced that at the beginning of the presentation, as a means for providing local control. Slide number 9 shows the Chesapeake Bay watershed area, and this area is facing stricter TMDL requirements. Part of DENREC's plan to address the Chesapeake TMDL is to take 6,000 existing septic systems offline by 2025. Since Sussex County has eliminated 23,000 septics since 1990, and most of the incorporated area is already served by sewers, there's not opportunities for the towns to eliminate septics. Sussex County will be a key player in any septic elimination program.
And where would you expect those to be?
Well, I think you have to look at, just like we found areas around the Inland Bays where there was a concentration of development, for example, in the Middleford area, there's a lot of existing homes that are on septics. That would be the first area I would look. We also were asked to do a study about service to the town of Bethel. That would be another easy area to look at where sewer service could be provided. Again, this Chesapeake Bay watershed is actually a very large area. It's not quite 50% of the county, but it's roughly the entire western portion of the county. So when we looked at that, we said, John, can you hit the next slide? It actually very much coincides with the boundary of our western Sussex planning area. So just looking at the coordination between the two, if we are looking at a new service territory map, we felt like adopting the WSPA boundary would make a lot of sense, and based upon the discussion of the Chesapeake TMDL. Next slide, please. Okay, so this slide pairs the extent of all our wastewater planning studies. So while we may not have performed detailed studies for the entire area, we are proposing to expand the secondary service area to include the Roxana planning area. This is an area that we would like to begin work studying this year. And that's in the south of the county. And the entirety of the north coastal planning area and the northeast quadrant of the county, we would propose to expand our secondary service areas to include this entire area. Again, that brings County Ordinance 2023 into play. Rather than just the small area around the Inland Bays, County Ordinance 2023 would look at this entire area being subject to the ordinance. And again, looking at western Sussex, we would propose this would be a secondary service area, again, in accordance with the ordinance. Next slide. So what we are proposing is one common map. This proposed wastewater service territory map would be submitted to the PSC. And again, the significance is the PSC makes reference to service territories in its legislation. However, we would still be observing our own primary and secondary service areas, again, to keep it in concert with our own existing ordinance. And that's the end of our presentation, and I'll turn it back to Todd.
Thanks, Mike. Okay, so that was an illustration of the coverage that we're recommending today for approval. I want to also highlight the findings that were contained in the August 1 report on this next slide, just as a reminder and also to build the record. The findings that we have concluded are as such. Number one, state law provides little to no remedy to Sussex County in the administration of private wastewater services in the county. Number two, Sussex County lacks local control to effectively plan and design future wastewater service expansion. Number three, landowners lose property rights when a CPCN is approved on their land into perpetuity. Number four, the CPCN model results in scattered sites with little to no planning. Adequate planning is needed for future expansion. And number five, current sewer construction has resulted in an inefficient system that makes future growth nearly impossible and extremely cost prohibitive in some areas. So for those reasons, we're recommending today for the council to consider updating the wastewater service territory maps on file with the PSC. Again, to reiterate, a new map will provide better coordination of sewer service for short and long-term growth. It allows local control by the county to plan for and manage sewer expansion. It does not exclude private wastewater service in this county. It has no impact on existing CPCNs, and the PSC maintains authority over future CPCN approval. So that's our presentation today. We're happy to answer any questions. I know there's a lot of information. We hope you've had time to digest the August 1st report that went into further detail. The team is here ready to answer any questions. Vince has a motion for your consideration if that is something you choose to do today.
I could give you just an observation. Years ago, I was at one of these NACO conferences, and I was talking to a guy from South Florida. He had mentioned how there was all these, when development was really moving in, I guess, I don't know, 70s or 80s, whenever it was, they had all these private sewer systems all over the county, and they were scattered, and there wasn't very much planning going on. And then as they failed, after they got 20 years or 25 years, they started failing. Then the only place to turn to was the county government, and then the county government had to run out and you know, service these areas. And because they didn't follow any plan, it was very, very costly to the people who were in these failed areas, and the developers a lot of times, you know, left or vanished somehow. And then he says our map looked like varicose veins where, you know, had to run a line here and run a line here and run a line here to get these different ones. And we had something, I think, Mike, years ago with Bay Calling, where we had to do an emergency action. And I'm not saying any of these CPCN private ones are going to have any problems, but in the event that they did, and you saw all the way they're scattered and the lack of, like I say, any coordination, all of it. So this will help, I guess, in my mind, alleviate maybe that future potential problem. Mm-hmm. Is that probably a correct assessment?
What we're seeing is a pattern of new development being served, but many adjacent communities that are existing, there's no plan for how they would be served.
Right. Nothing's oversized, nothing to accommodate, and then Right. Where to take the stuff.
At least we could incorporate some planning into the process.
Just for the record, could you come up to the mic and the statements that were previously making for those who are watching on computer? I'd like the record to state that it was the county engineer, Mike Izzo, responding to Mr. Cole's comments.
Okay. Do I need to repeat those
Yes. Comments?
If you could.
I think my statement was where we're seeing out in these outside the county planning areas, we're seeing new developments being served, but there's no planning or capacity provided for any of the existing developments. There's also individual lots out there that actually have no opportunity to be served.
Now, is not the state approving these at some point? And are they not monitoring them through the PSC?
They do, but they look at it on a nuts and bolts basis. In other words, they look at, okay, is the pipeline size property to serve the proposed development? They don't look at it from any type of planning point of view, nor do they look at it, well, we got two lines from competing private utilities putting lines in the same road. They just, again, look at it on a case-by-case basis that it is designed and constructed properly.
So you could have two lines crossover.
Going in opposite directions,
exactly.
Even sometimes.
Well, with respect to what we were given in August and what is being suggested today, are we talking about a new map? Are we talking about procedures that are going to be a departure from the past?
The procedure would stay the same. Basically, the procedure is set up that we have a right of first refusal for providing service. And again, the area that's currently being covered is generally our environmentally sensitive developing district, plus Ellendale, plus Blades. What we're proposing is to extend that right of first refusal that's kind of set up by county, existing county code, ordinance 2023, to basically cover all our planning areas.
These other companies, the private utilities, I guess, Tidewater and Artesian, of course, come to mind. Are they in support of this, or do they feel like this is a, taking away some of their rights?
I'm going to have to defer to Mr. Lawson, has had more recent contact than I have.
I've not had a position been given to me by any of the private providers in the county. I would say to your question directly, it doesn't take away any of their rights to provide service in the county, but it does give the county a layer of review and administration of service that we don't currently have. And
for the future territories.
For future service through the CPCNs. And the example we gave you was the latest CPCN review that we were given from the PSC, that scattered site in and around Milton. We said in our letter in opposition that we do not believe that the CPCN should be approved because there is no planning involved and no demonstration of future service in this CPCN application. Therefore, it should be denied because the PSC doesn't have the ability to say no with the way the law is written right now. They could not say no, and they said yes. What this will allow us to do is say, based on a new map within our own service territory, we would not agree with the CPCN application, and therefore that gives us the authority to do so, and the PSC would acknowledge that in their review.
Very good.
And how does this fit with Kent and Newcastle County? Basically, I think Kent doesn't do something like this?
I don't know if I can defer. Everett is more familiar with Newcastle County because he has a new attorney on board that has specifically dealt, or maybe perhaps Vince would be better set up to answer that.
I mean, but it's a similar process, right? Or so?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Newcastle County, the way I understand it, is they basically said that their entire county is a service territory. The difference is I think they have completely blocked out any of the private utilities from serving in the county, and that's different from what we're doing. We're saying the county is a service territory, but we have a means in place, as Mike said, to allow the private folks to come in, and coordinate, where they're going to go and how they're going to serve. So that's a big difference from Newcastle County. Kent County does it really through their zoning ordinance, and they have a different way of going through it. But it's more, I would say that both Kent and Newcastle are more prohibitive to the private utilities than this is. This doesn't prohibit it, it just coordinates it, I think is the best way to put it.
And it'll put us at the table, possibly, when we see these private utility companies come in, that we can insist that, or we can get evidence that they're going to show us some planning.
That's
right now,
correct.
We can't even ask them for any evidence because they don't have to show any, right?
That's correct.
Right. So at least we can maybe put that on the table, like if we're going to give it to you, how's this going to interconnect with something else you've got or what we got?
That's right. Okay.
How about if I should call you and say I need a sewer system? And you tell me, I don't know. Might be 10 years, might be 20. So then as an organization or whatever, this private organization puts it together and builds their own sewer plant.
They can come in, make application to us to do that, and we wouldn't object to that.
How long would it take you to tell me?
There's a process laid out in the actual ordinance. It talks about them submitting an application to us, and we have to respond within 45 days. It probably wouldn't take that long, but that's the time frame in the actual ordinance. And there's no way we would not be able to meet that time frame, and probably would be much quicker than that.
So should we put in our regulations that has to be at least 45 days?
What's already
that's
in
already
there.
There.
It's already
that's
in there.
In the ordinance.
Okay.
That was adopted by council in 2008.
Yeah, because I don't like this, the idea of kills for time. And now, would I be required? Would I say I own this sewer plant? I put it in my own private sewer. Would I be required to join in with the county later on? I didn't choose to be.
If somehow it was in our sewer district, if somehow we took action, the county council took action to create a sewer district that this property was included in, then we could mandate that, or we could allow the sewer plant to continue to operate. And the best example of that I can point out was in the Long Neck Peninsula.
Tunnel.
Tunnel had an existing wastewater treatment plant that we worked with them and said, fine, your plant's, you know, in place. It's permitted. There's no violations. We built our sewer district, and he was able to maintain his existing plant and operates to this day.
Sure. So we're going to continue doing the same way.
Now, there's some places where they would prefer to take the sewer plant offline. There was an artesian plant in the Angola Peninsula. When we brought Angola online, they had a plant there, was only serving 170 homes. It wasn't really cost effective. They actually opted to take that plant offline, and the developer connected to the Angola sewer system.
But it would be an option up to the owner.
Well, if they have a CPCN that exists today.
Well, in order to put it in, you got to be certainly certified by the state.
Right.
You're not going to get by anyway.
Right. You couldn't do it, Sam, but you'd have to hire somebody.
Well, I mean, if I already got it in, if I got my own
You got it in, you have a CPCN that's there in perpetuity. We can't take that away. So
well, if it comes
existing there, CPCNs are not affected.
Well, I'm thinking if we change this back to this new regulation here, would I be stuck?
No.
Okay. You still have an existing CPCN.
Okay.
Coordination.
And they would have the option to appeal to county council if you were to deny that.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Anything else from council? Mr. Roberts, do you have a motion, sir?
The motion is, be it moved that Sussex County Council adopts the service territory map, including the adjusted secondary service areas prepared by the Sussex County Engineering Department, based upon the reasons presented, including the proposed findings and proposed recommendations, the information contained in the report on wastewater service in Sussex County, dated August 1st, 2013, and the authority for establishing the service territory map contained in Title 26, Section 203D of the Delaware Code.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion. We approve the motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes, I think this will provide the county with the ability to plan for future growth and the servicing of wastewater to protect the environment.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I also agree. I think it's a step in the right direction. It gives us the ability to have some say on what's going on in the county. I think it'd be better for the public, as a matter of fact. And I want to, I'll vote yes, the motion carried. And I want to thank Mr. Lawson,
yes.
Mr. Izzo, and all your staff.
Good job.
For all the hours you spent on doing this.
Thank you.
Very good project. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Lawson.